We remember, Lord, that we are who we are because of you. We thank you for forgiveness. We thank you, Lord, for being able to gather here freely. We're thankful, Lord, for the freedoms we have in this country. We just praise you for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Boy, you all were rowdy this morning. Yeah, well, okay, I'm including myself in that. prayer cards are right in front of you. Don't forget to fill those out. And then we'll collect them here shortly. Also, in your worship folders, you will find some information about when the National Day of Thanksgiving was proclaimed by President Lincoln. I just took a little bit out of what I could find, and I will. It will be posted tonight on our webpage or on our Facebook page. The proclamation for the day of fasting, the day of prayer, and the proclamation that followed for the day of Thanksgiving because of what happened during the Civil War and us taking as a country and fasting and praying. So look those over if you get a chance. And like I said, it's in your worship folders. I want to read to you Psalm 100 this morning. It's on the back. It's in your worship folders as well. Psalm 100, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Come into his presence with singing. Okay. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Amen. Praise to you.
You want to stand and sing that with us? All those praises.
We worship the God who is, we worship the God who evermore will be. He opened the prison doors, he parted the raging sea. My God, he holds the victory.
Yeah.
There is joy in the house of the Lord, there is joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. We won't be quiet. We shout out your praise.
We shout out your praise.
We sing to the God who heals. We sing to the God who saves. We sing to the God who always makes a way. As he hung up on that cross, then he rose up from that grave. My God still rolls the stones away. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. We won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. We shout out your praise.
We were the beggars. Now we're royalty.
We were the prisoners. Now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by his grace.
Let the house of the Lord sing praise. Cause we were the beggars, now we're royalty. We were the prisoners, now we're running free. We are forgiven,
accepted, redeemed by his grace.
Let the house of the Lord sing praise.
Joy
is mighty and so much stronger, the King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder and leaves us breathless in awe and wonder, the King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. Let you would take my place. Let you would bear my cross. All that you've done for me. Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphan a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King of glory, who rules the nations with truth and justice, shines like the sun in all of its brilliance, the King of glory, the King of all kings. Yeah. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. Let you would take my place. Let you would cross. You lay down your life that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, worthy.
Good morning, church. I don't know. You're looking at me funny. That's just his face. Okay. All right. We're good. Okay. Today, November 24th, it's the Sunday. We're here for service. Right after service is our annual business meeting. Grab a snack. Grab a seat. And I believe we'll get started. After everybody signs in, is that what I heard? Awesome. Oh, no, I'm not going to say that, Brock. All right. Let's see. We have our apologetics class Sunday mornings, 8:45. It's canceled
for this week.
This coming week. I can read. It says canceled. So, all right. So don't come 8:45 for class, but you can come just to hang out if you want. Is this Bible study also canceled for this week? Or are we meeting?
Today, yes.
Today's canceled. Next week's good.
All right,
so the Not a Fan Bible Study is going to do two chapters next week. There's no class today. December 7th is a Saturday. We have the cookie tour from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There was a sign-up that went around for baking if you wanted to make cookies. Jason has it. Jason, how does it look? Do we need more cookies?
I think so.
Oh, wait. We'll wait for Sarah. Do we need more cookies, Sarah? We do need more cookies. So if you would like to provide.
December 7th is the cookie tour day. So I plan to be here like the night before so that people can drop off here. And the earlier morning of, if you want to drop off like early morning, that's fine too.
All right. Sarah plans to be here the Friday before, which is the 6th, to catch cookies if you want to drop off your cookies then or earlier. Be on Saturday. So it starts at 10 a.m. So what time?
I mean, I'll be here probably at like 8 or 8:30.
Okay, about 8:30, she said. So
like
if you...
Yeah, instructions are on the sign-up sheet. Yeah, there's like two cookies to a little bag.
Yep, all the details are on the sign-up sheet, but we ask that you do bag them, two cookies to a bag, please. Little snack-sized bags work great. December 8th, that is next Sunday, Children of Promise will be here to do the sermon that day. And after is our holiday dinner.
That's not next Sunday.
It's not next week. I'm sorry. The 8th is the following. I keep thinking I got two more weeks of Thanksgiving. One and plus seven is eight, Pastor informs me. All right. So December 8th, the following, in 2 weeks. That is our holiday dinner. The sign-up sheet is in an email. Is it Sign-Up Genius?
Yeah.
Okay. December 14th, that is the, you know, the Saturday after the 8th. Yeah, just I'm getting it now. Hey, I haven't been feeling well, so there you go. I'm blaming it on that. We have the ladies' breakfast, 9 a.m. At Asher Creek. And then we are going shopping after. If you plan to attend, please RSVP to Tammy so we can get a count and know we got enough room for everybody and vehicles and a plan. Oh, and to give Asher Creek a heads up that we're going to be descending upon them. So, yeah, here we come. Hopefully they don't close the doors. All right. December 16th, that is a Monday. That is our next day of Hope Fresh Food Initiative. If you can help, please be here by 2 p.m. And we will be having our Christmas Eve service on Christmas Eve at 4 p.m. And again, this year we will be doing our New Year's Eve party starting at 6 p.m. Please bring your favorite games and bring a dish to pass, please. And drinks if you have a specific drink that you want or drinks to share, you know. And this morning I received new information. There is a women's weekend, I think it is, Christian Women's Conference at St. Francis Retreat Center. It's sponsored by the American Baptist Women Ministries. It's June 13th through the 15th in DeWitt, Michigan. So we will post this in the kitchen. If you have any questions about it. Laurel is the one that is heading up, brought it to our attention. So please ask her. And there's a QR code you can scan, which I think will give you all the info too. So, now what, Brock?
That's pretty much it.
I'm sorry, what?
That's pretty much it.
All right. Check in. Yes. If you have not checked in, please text the word check. Uh-oh. Roseanne is waving at me. Yes, crazy.
There's one angel left.
Yep. There is one angel for the angel tree left. If you are feeling led or want to be a blessing to a family, see Roseanne. What did you say, Mark? Yeah, and just for reference, she's not talking about Mark. He is not the angel. Although she might be willing to give him away if, you know. So, back to the check-in. Check the word, text the word check to 517-522-4062. Check your children into their classrooms and yourselves into the attendance group. And I will do my best to remember to check them out of class today. So please come get your children at the end of the service, please. At this time, we need to pass all of our prayer cards to the center. Okay, come help me, girls. All by yourself? I think you can handle it. Oh, no, here comes another helper. All right, if you pass the cards to the center, my lovely assistants will help to collect them. Right.
Thank you. I have two more announcements. I keep forgetting to tell you, Brock, but Ballet Chelsea's Nutcracker with the Jackson Symphony Orchestra at the Potter Center at Jackson College is December 14th and 15th. And then our little homeschool band and choir group, the Thetis girls are in it too. They have a band and choir concert on Monday night the 16th. So we'll try to get a slide up there for next week. But of course, we would love for you to come out if you want to enjoy those things. Do I have all the cards? We have a more urgent one. Tammy had to turn around and go to, did I say Tammy? Wake up, Tracy. Yeah, and is her mom in the hospital?
Yes.
Yeah, so she had to go there this morning. We'll be praying for her mom. Yes. Yeah, I appreciate that, and I think that that is probably way more prevalent and widespread than we can imagine. Okay, and we had a successful move for the Lapes yesterday. Yes. Wonderful. Yes.
And Terry does too, but he's kind of under the weather this morning.
Mm. Okay. If there's nothing else, we'll go to the Lord. Excuse all of my coughing. Father, we come to you this morning and giving you our praise for who you are. You are the same God yesterday, today, and forever. You are the God of Moses and of Abraham and David and Daniel, and you are a miracle-working God. You see each one of us, Jehovah Jireh. You see all of our needs. You care about about us personally and intimately. And we just want to give you praise for you are magnificent. You are our tried and true blue friend, constantly looking out for us and our well-being. And longing for the moment when we turn from all of our running and busyness and trying it ourselves to return to your arms and just be held by our Papa God. Father, we want to lift up to you Tracy and her mom right now, this morning, right now in the hospital. We are crying out for wisdom for the doctors. We're crying out for the best way, the right medicine, the right machines. I don't know how serious this is, Lord. We just want to ask for your mercy. We want to ask for moments of clarity. If this is, I don't know, Lord, if this is goodbye, give moments of connecting where needed, closure. And we just ask that you would descend in your perfect peace that just lifts us off the ground and carries us through these hardest moments. Father, we ask for traveling mercies for Gary and Barb's daughter, Hannah, as she is moving some items and traveling on the highways today. We just commission angels to go with her and keep her safe in all her ways. I lift up to you Laurel's mom, who's also in the hospital. Kathleen was unresponsive on Friday. Father, we just ask that as she is having some dementia and early stages of Parkinson's, Lord, that you would also give the doctors wisdom and guidance there to know how to proceed and what her care should be and in the hands of who. And Father, I again just ask for your loving peace in that situation, that you would grant health and extend her life to the point which you have for her, which you have ordained for her. And I thank you for the beautiful gift of family and for parents and for adult parents who are caring for their parents. And we just praise you that there is a blessing in that. That is hard work and very easy to turn aside to someone else. I know that Mike right here is in that same situation, caring for his mom. And so we just thank you for the way that they are choosing to honor their parents. And we just ask for continued health and as you walk alongside them in the season of waiting for the caregiver is equally hard in different ways. And we know that you have many things to teach us in these hard seasons, and we just embrace that. And we thank you for the promise of sanctification. We lift up to you Emma, the girlfriend of David's nephew, and we thank you that she is doing well, and we thank you for that she's in good hands and in good spirits. We just ask that you would increase her activity with her physical therapy and that would go so well and so quickly for her that she would be able to return to her life soon and healthy. Father, we lift up to you Renelle's lunch with her son and daughter-in-law coming up here soon. We thank you for that opportunity and that divine appointment. We ask that you would anoint Ranelle with love and words of peace and joy and wisdom, and that you would just be 100% in that. And I don't know anything about that situation, Lord, but as Paula asked, we do lift up all family dynamics, all relationships that are less than, all of the broken relationships or hurting, or maybe they're divided by values or morals or politics or whatever the case that has divided so many families, and then of course in the case of divorce, permanently divided families. Lord, we just cry out for reconciliation, for relationships to be mended, for their healing to take place, and especially at the holidays, Lord, where that's very difficult to navigate, we just ask that you would, even though situations seem impossible, that you would break through, that you would open doors and windows and paths that have been barred for years, maybe decades, Lord. We cry out and say, you are the way maker, and we look to you, and we thank you in advance for what you are doing there. And finally, we just praise you for the Lapes' successful move yesterday. Father, I thank you for the body of Christ that comes around those in need and lifts them up, not just physically, but spiritually and mentally. I thank you for every single one that helped in the move yesterday. I ask that you would return the blessing upon them fourfold. And Father, as this is the week of Thanksgiving, I ask that you would be with all of our travels. You would deliver us to the locations safely, and that we would all enjoy some rest. And we give you thanks that we can put aside our differences and be thankful for being in this free country, and for having plenty, and for having untold blessings. Most of the world does not enjoy. Faithful, good, generous God, we give you thanks today and throughout the week. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'd like to give a quick praise. My son and daughter-in-law do a prayer online. It's called Prayer in the Farm. And I want to thank all of you who joined in on Wednesday nights to watch them. You have blessed them beyond blessings. They have a family here, and they know it. And I just want to thank you for not only blessing us, but blessing my son and his wife as they continue in this ministry. When they started, they had like 10, 20 followers. They are now up to 150 followers. Most of them probably non-Christian.
Wow.
Who are reaching out for prayer. So thank you.
Hallelujah. Awesome.
That is amazing.
Mm-hmm. All right, would you stand and worship with us together? Approach our life.
your vessel the world to see, your life in me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Assistant Steve to come and help me. Thank you, lovely assistant. Let's bow our heads. Father God, as we bow before you today, this, what a beautiful song. It reminds us of your amazing grace. Mm-hmm. Who are we that you're mindful of us, and yet you are. You see us, and you know our hurts and our ailments, Lord. And we thank you and praise you that you care more than anyone else. Father God, as we get ready to take up offering, we ask, God, we consider your word that says a generous man will prosper. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed, and we know that to be true. Mm-hmm. So we just pray that we give with a willing heart, a cheerful heart, and we ask it to be used to honor you in every way. In mm-hmm. Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. you know?
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Giving thanks to God.
Yeah. What are you guys thankful for?
I'm thankful for my peaches.
You are? Awesome.
Yeah. And my dogs.
Yeah, I love animals.
And my friends.
Yeah? Aww. Oh, man.
And?
What about your parents?
Water.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm thankful for my brothers, too. Yeah? Yeah? What else? Yeah, me too. Me too. So we're going to have a good Thanksgiving. But you know what? I got to tell you something here. You remember a couple weeks ago you guys were taking those little buckets around?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you know what happened?
Yeah.
Thought I'm loud enough. But anyway, you guys collected just shy of $200. Can you? Isn't that awesome? Yeah. And Miss Roseanne was able to buy food enough with that money that you collected for five families to have a Thanksgiving dinner, including a game to play that day. So kudos, guys. You did a great job. Thank you for being willing. Okay? Yeah, you too. All right, let's go to the Lord and ask him to bless this day. Father God, as we bow before you, we are thankful. We're thankful when you look around this church for the church family that we have, Lord, that we care about one another and we care about one another's needs. I'm thank you for every single one of these little ones. They're a great-looking bunch, and I'm so proud of them, Lord. I pray that you would bless them. Bless the teachers this morning as they teach them the word. Bless Pastor as he teaches us something, hopefully. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I didn't mean that. Hopefully.
Search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice. And I will praise you.
Forgot. I did. We're going to take up an offering for the Lapes this morning, a special love offering. I'm going to ask my two voluntolds to come back up. Would you join me in prayer? Father, we do give you praise and thanks. We're thankful, Lord, for the opportunity you give us to share, Lord, with others in their time of need. Bless this offering, Lord, to those who are, to whom is going to receive it, and to those who are giving. Lord, watch over them and protect each one. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. In Jesus' name. I'm going to ask the praise team to sing one more chorus of that.
Search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. And I'll give my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, be to you a
We're going to dismiss in just a few seconds after I pray again. I'm going to ask you to all get something to snack, use the restroom, and then I need you to sign in if you're going to vote. We have to have a record of who was here during this vote. So there'll be a sign-up sheet placed up here somewhere in the aisleway so you can sign up. And then we'll start the business meeting after things settle down a little bit. Would you join me in prayer? Lord, we do give you praise and thanks for this day, for all that you do for us. For you are God and Savior and King. And Lord, we love you and praise you, for you are worthy of it all. In Jesus' name, bless our time of fellowship and the food that we're about to receive. Amen and amen.